Blog Talk Radio.
There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me. I've got joy into the morning. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me. I've got joy into the morning. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. I've never been so free, caught in your love for me. I've never been so secure, knowing your heart, Lord. I've never been so free, caught in your love for me. I've never been so secure, knowing your heart, Lord. I've never been so free, caught in your love for me. I've never been so secure, knowing your heart. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me. I've got joy into the morning. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Amen. You give me joy. Amen. God is good. Amen. And we already know that he's good all the time. Amen. Good morning to those, amen, that's listening in. Amen.
This is World of Faith Outreach Ministry, located at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road, Salisbury, North Carolina. Any inquiries can be sent to P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. Again, all inquiries, all prayer requests can be sent to P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. I bring you greetings from Word of Faith, where the apostle is Pastor Kevin Boss, and I, the pastor, Kimberly Boss. Amen. This morning we're going to be coming from a real familiar passage. We're going to be coming from Romans, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse. Romans, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse. By the way, while some of y'all getting your scripture patched together, I want you to come on over to Livingstone College Homecoming. We're down there, amen. The apostles down there with some of that good old finger-licking chicken, amen. And we want y'all to go on down there and be a blessing, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's selling chicken. He's selling fish and hot dogs, amen. And we want y'all to just go on down there and help him. Help him, amen. Glory be to God as we want to bless the kingdom of God, amen, and be a blessing to it, amen. Remember, down at the Livingstone Homecoming, it's starting this today, amen. He's down there already, finger-licking chicken. So come on, let's go and be a blessing, amen. But right now, amen, those that are listening, we're coming from Romans, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse. Romans, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse. It says, but God commendeth. And, you know, I want to know what commendeth means. And commendeth means to, you know, you to trust, you want to really give something over to somebody. To, how would you say, bestow something on someone, you know. And so, you know, that's what God did. He entrusted his love to us. Amen. And it says his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet in sin. Even the Bible said when we was out of our mother's womb, he knew us. He died for us. He gave himself over for us. He entrusted his love to us. Amen. And, you know, when somebody entrusts something to you, it's more like they will it over to you because they know you're going to do what's right by it. And Jesus entrusted his love, amen, to us, amen. He commended his love toward us. He gave it toward us. So he knew that it would be trusted to do what was right by it when he told us to love one another. He said that's one of his commandments, that we love one another as he loved us. And then it tells us, you know, we should wonder, you know, would our love ever be like Jesus? You know, sometimes God has got to put away layers and stuff. And, you know, and then when we begin to become comfortable, amen, in him, amen, you know, we can become transparent. That means people can see through us. See, when you got that real love, that genuine love, and you're doing right by what God is telling you to do, you're going to become transparent. Because remember, Paul said, you know, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that live in me. See, your life is hidden with Christ. You are no longer your own, but you bought with a price. Amen. So you're not you no more. Remember, we was aliens at one time, but now, amen, we are in with God, amen. You know, we are his inheritance, amen. And, you know, we should be surprised to find that, you know, a lot of different people, you know, you know, they are led, you know, to believe different. Now, when God said that he commended his love toward us, he already knew that, you know, we had failures. He know, you know, if we don't never have no failures, we will never know about can we have successes. God already know we wasn't perfect. That's why he chose us, because we were imperfect, to show, amen, his works, to show his glory, to show, amen, his signs and miracles and wonders, what he could do with somebody if they submit to him. The Bible says, submit yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. See, when we begin to submit ourselves, that means humble ourselves, amen. Because God, you know, he said he would exalt us, amen. When we begin to let pride go, and stop lying and stop trying to be me, myself, and I. Because the Bible says, any man come after me, he must what? First, deny himself. Then pick up the cross and follow Jesus. A lot of people don't want to deny self. It's what they want to do. It's my way or no way. My way or the highway. You know, they feel like everything revolves around them. And if it ain't about them, or they ain't got nothing to do with it, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to work. But God let us know that he commended his love toward us while we were yet in sin. And, you know, a lot of times people have, you know, they have honesty, but they create false images, you know, and that's what makes people struggle because they're not telling the truth. They try to be something that they're not, or they're saying something that they're not, or they're saying they're delivered from something, or they're not doing something, and they know they're still doing it. And so here, you know, we have one-sided testimonies of people's, you know, of their failures, you know, and that make a lot of people discouraged that they ain't never know that you had no struggles, that you ain't never had no ups, no downs, you ain't never, you know, been tempted, and if they don't know that you ain't never felt like giving up, if they never felt like that, you know, that you never done nothing wrong, that discourages people when they feel like, well, you know, I'll never make it. You know, they'll feel like, you know, that they don't qualify to receive God's love. You know, so, you know, a lot of times people, they falsify their records. You know, that means they falsify their life. They don't tell the truth about what they've done. They don't tell the truth about how they made a mistake or how they did this or how they did that. And so when people don't hear that you've never made mistakes and you've never done nothing wrong, then they feel like they don't even have a chance. They feel like that God ain't going to love them at all. And the Bible said we was even born in the sin. We were shaped in iniquity in our mother's womb. And he said, you know what? He said, the only one that came in without sin was him. He knew no sin. So, you know, we got to know that, you know, the Bible said with all our righteousness, we still filth as rags. That means we're not better than nobody else, even though we turn to God's righteousness. But his love is what perfect us. People don't realize that love can perfect you. The Bible said love has a multitude of what? Faults, a multitude of sins. That means that the love of God is so strong, and it's that strength that, you know, it gives you strength from day to day. Amen. You know that, you know, you don't see faults in people. You don't look at their faults, but you see their needs. You know, and all you want to do is love them. You want them to come out of whatever they're in, and you want them to know that what God did for them, he'll do it for them. So we got to realize that God is. And God can be whoever you want him to be. But a lot of times we don't let people know our insecurities. We don't let people know our ups and our downs. We don't let them know our faults. We want to be perfect before man when we know that we're imperfect. We're imperfect before God because it's God that perfects us. Amen. We can do nothing without him. In God you move, and in God you have your being. And remember, God said he loved us with an everlasting love. Yes. His love is everlasting. It goes from eternity to eternity. It never stops. And then look, we got to look at, you remember when Adam and Eve, you know, they were stripped when they was hiding in the garden, him and his wife. And, you know, these are two important, you know, things that, you know, we know how the first sin was conceived. Amen. And a lot of times people wrestle to achieve honesty, you know. They just act like they're estranged, you know, and then they're not connected to honesty. And so, you know, we have to love, and we have to be loved by someone to a degree to say that this is who I am, and it's all that I am. And, you know, people got to realize that you got to love me and be patient with me, you know. And like I said, we don't know what we're going to become, but today this is who we are. And people got to love you for who you are. Jesus loved us for who we were. He just told us right here in Romans, the fifth chapter, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were what? Yet sinners. He died for us while we were dirty. We was in the muck. We was in the rut. Amen. We was in the miry clay. God loved us. He loved us up out of this. He let us know that there's better for us. He let us love. He loved us unconditionally. See, God didn't put no conditions on his love. People would put conditions on their love for you. If you don't love them, they don't love you. You don't do nothing for them, they ain't going to do nothing for you. You talk about them, they're going to talk about you. You do them wrong, they're going to do you wrong. See, that's not the love of God. The love of God loves when you don't even want to love. It loves when nobody else loves. It loves without, you know, money. It loves without price. It loves without fame. It loves, you know, why other people don't love. It do what other people don't do, you know. And so we got to realize that's why God said he want us to love. Love fulfills the whole law of God. That's why he died for us, to show us his love. He didn't have to come down from his home and his glory. He didn't have to do it. But worthy was the Lamb. He humbled himself and he was obedient even unto death to die for us. Glory be to God. Now, when you see someone, you know, and they have flaws, and their character is underdeveloped, and in spite of it all, and you love, don't you know that you're blessed? That's why we're blessed, because God, he know our what? Character. He know our flaws. He know, you know, our imperfectness. He knows our ups and downs. He said he know even every hair on our head that's numbered. He know, amen, you know, because he never slumbers or sleeps, amen. He know everything about us. He know the in-depths of us. He even knows the heart because he made it. He know he hears because he made the ear, amen. So God knows the imperfectness of us. Amen, in spite of it all. And we're blessed because God loves us anyway. And, you know, and when you can only love somebody, you know, after they perfected what they was wrong in, then what? Then you really don't love that person. And, you know, people will always wonder, do you love them? Because, why? I'm not perfect. I'm not like you. I'm doing this wrong, so you don't love me. You can love somebody and still tell them where they're wrong, amen, in spite of it. Because when you love them, you're going to still pray for them. You're still going to help them, amen. You're not going to turn your back on them. And see, this is where a lot of marriages and stuff go through, you know, because they don't realize both of them being tested in those major areas. But, you know, but one of the parties, they become defective. That means they make a mistake. Then a lot of times the relationship end up getting destroyed. And so, you know, we got to realize that that God, he don't wait on us to get what perfect. He loves you while you're imperfect. And by him loving you while you're imperfect, it makes you perfect. Amen. And let me tell you something. He loved us while we weren't even lovable. And we don't have to hide nothing from him. Amen. We don't have to wonder nothing from him. But just to let, you know, him let us know that he loves us. He loved us enough to die for us. Amen. Amen. He even claimed us when we didn't claim ourselves, when nobody else didn't claim us. When everybody else said we wasn't going to be nothing, we wasn't going to be nobody, we wasn't going to make it. But God commended his love toward us. He entrusted his love toward us. Amen. He gave it to us. He gave it to us even ahead of time before we was even born. He already had then left it here for us. He already paid the price. No greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. Scarcely will a one die for a righteous man. Ain't nobody going to hardly die for somebody righteous. They scarcely die for people like that. But we'll sit up and we'll die for people that's out here in the world, people that's sinning. You know, we put our life on the line. That's because we say we love them, but they might not be doing what's right. They might not be in the church. They might not be holy. They might not be righteous. But people would die for someone like that before they would die for somebody that's living righteous. That's something, ain't it? Just think about it. Sit back and think about it. But the love of God is so great, amen. Let me tell you something, that he came up out of the grave for us, amen. Glory be to God. This man was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities. And the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed, amen. We no longer have to be accursed because he was made a curse for us. We no longer have to be ashamed because God was made ashamed for us, because God is love. And the Bible said everyone that knows God and is born of God is love. If you don't love, then you're not born of God, because God is love. When you begin to give your life to Christ, when you turn your life over to Christ, you be reborn again, amen. That means you be reborn again in the spirit, amen. And when you're reborn again in the spirit, you're going to love. Amen. Glory be to God. You're going to love because why? You know God. And to know God is to love, amen. It's the gift that keeps on giving, amen. That gift of love keeps on. It will never let you down. It will never leave you. It will never forsake you. He will be with you even to the end of the world, amen. God, amen, he's right by your side. Even when you feel like you're cast down and you're not forsaken, amen. It feels like you're left all alone, but God's love is still right there. No matter how dirty we get, no matter how ashamed we get, no matter how people put us down and talk about us and lie on us, amen, and try to defame our character, that love of God, amen, is still there to let you know, amen, that you are somebody. And he let you know, amen, glory be to God. I am the God that healeth thee, amen. He's a God, amen, of all gods. There's no other God besides him. He said there's none other. He's a friend when you're friendless. He's a mother when you're motherless. He's a father when you're fatherless, amen. God can be whatever you want him to be, amen. Glory be to God. He said, I am that I am. That's what he told the people, amen, when he told Moses to tell Pharaoh to let his people go. Moses said, who should you say sit? Who shall I say send me? He said, tell him that I am sent you. Don't you know that I am can be whatever you need him to be? If you need God to be a doctor, amen, he'll be a doctor. He said, but I am. If you need him to be a lawyer, he said, but I am. Glory be to God. If you need him to be a wife, he said, but I am. If you need him to be a husband, he said, but I am. If you need him to be a friend, he said, but I am. Whatever you need God to be, he'll be the food, amen, when you're hungry. Water when you're thirsty, amen. He'll be that wool that covers your skin when you're naked, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes to your will and yes to your ways. God is. He commended his love, gave his love, and trusted it, left it, amen, for us, amen. So we, amen, could do what he's doing. That means when God loves us, we need to go and love. Love somebody out of something that what, you know, they is. Love will lift you when nothing else can help. Amen. Because that's, amen, why God died for us, because he loved us. He paid the price for us. He was ashamed for us. He was falsely accused for us. He was called all kind of names and devils and everything in the book for us because of his love. Don't you know somebody that go through something, they'll go through the highest mountain, through the lowest valley if they love you? When somebody really, 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 really love you, amen, they'll do what they can do for you. They'll tell you the truth, amen. They'll be there when you need them. They'll be there when nobody else ain't there. And that's what we got to remember about God. Let me tell you something. Man will let you down. But God, he won't let you down. God is always there. Even when we don't feel like it, he's still there. He's just waiting on you. See, you got to remember, God don't never leave us. We leave God. We leave God by what? We go to doing other things. We do stuff that separates us from God. Things that's not righteous. Things that's unholy. That separates us from God. Things that's evil, amen. Remember he told us, he said, come out from among the unclean thing and be ye separated. He said, then what? He said, then you can call on him. He'll answer. He said, then I what? I'll be your God. You will be his people. See, we got to go by what the word says. Too many people trying to do it another way. There's no other way. You got to come in at the door. And Jesus is. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come except they come through him. You ain't coming no other way. So you're a thief and a robber. You ain't getting there by singing on the choir. You ain't getting there by being a preacher. You ain't getting there by being an usher. You ain't getting there, amen, by being the deaconess. You ain't getting there, amen, by being evangelist. You ain't getting there by being a prophet. You got to come in right, amen. And one thing about God, he's knocking at the door of your heart, amen. He said, you know what, all we got to do is let him in. Some of us don't want to let him in because we don't want the truth. Some of us don't want to let him in because we don't want to let some things go that's in our life. We find pleasures of it. The Bible said we lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We part-time lovers. We love God this minute. When everything's going our way, oh, yes. We don't care too much to do with God. But when everything ain't going our way, we want to run to God. We want God to do a fix quick. That means we want him to do something quick in a hurry. When God be talking to us, telling us to stop doing this and stop doing that, we keep on doing it till something happens. And then something tragic has to happen or something bad, you know, and then we want to turn to God after he's been told us to stop doing it. The Bible says, let the sun go down on your wrath. You don't know what might happen. Let me tell you something. God ain't going to keep on telling us over and over to stop doing what we're doing because he's ready to come back for his church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. He's coming back for the church. So we got to get things right. We got to get our life in order. You know, we need to ask God to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. He said, you know, if we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our path. We don't even acknowledge God in our ways. We just do it because we feel like doing it. We do it because that's what I want to do. And then we'll try to say, well, so-and-so made me do it. If so-and-so hadn't said this or did that, I wouldn't have did it. No, it's you. You got to work on your own salvation with fear and trembling. You can't work on nobody else. What if Jesus had not died for us because people were spitting on him and mocking him and putting nails in his hands and feet and trying to talk about him and laugh at him and pierce him in his side and made him carry a cross, amen, and then whipped him? What if he would have said, no, I'm not doing it, God? He didn't do it. That's how much his love was commended toward us. That's how great his love was because he still didn't give up. He still didn't stop until the work was finished, what his father sent him to do. See, when God sent you to do a work, amen, you love God enough to finish it, no matter how tough it is, no matter how hard it is, even when it seems like you're all by yourself, when ain't nobody else helping you, when ain't nobody else there for you, you still gonna do it because why? The love of God is in you because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? He said, I'm more than the world that's against you. Don't you know God is a jealous God? He don't want to put other gods before him. And that's why a lot of things are happening in our life, because we don't put God first. We make God last. And we done did everything we want to do. We done made a mess. We want to run to God, and we want God to fix it right then and right there. Let me tell you something. It's going to take some time to fix some of this stuff, this mess some of y'all we done did. He got to clean up behind some of us because the mess we made when he first told us we need to stop. Now we want to cry. Now some of us, amen, we want to just throw in the towel because God didn't come when I asked him to come. Well, did you do it when God told you to do what he told you to do? Did you stop doing stuff when God told you to stop right then and there? No. So why should we get upset with God and say, well, God, you didn't come. God, you didn't do this. God, you didn't do that. He could tell you the same thing. We wouldn't be in that rut if we would do what God tell us to do. But we so busy listening to the flesh. See, the flesh got control of a lot of us, amen. We got more flesh in us than we got more spirit in us. And they war with each other. The Bible tells us that. They lust and they envy. Yes. That's where these wars come from. That's where these fights come from out of us. Because we got lust in us. We got envy in us. That's where all this stuff come out of us from. The stuff that's in us. And that's why God said what? Nothing but the pure in heart shall see God. David said, creating me a clean heart. Your heart got to be renewed, amen. And it gets renewed by you what? Reading your word, believing God, having faith in God, trusting God's word, believing that word. Eat that word daily. Just like you eat your natural food every day, then you need to eat your spiritual food every day. You know, we eat breakfast, we eat lunch, some of us eat supper, then we have snacks. Sometimes you got to have a snack of the word in between. Sometimes you just go on and like, you know, I need some word. I know, you know, I read this morning, but I need to hear them get me another little snack. See, I'm hungry. And the Bible said, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. God wanted him to fill us. But remember, God loves us, even when we didn't love ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. He commended his love toward us while we were yet sinners. He died. That's powerful right there in itself. That's enough for you to say, you know what, Lord, here I am. Make and mold me what you want me to be, God. Let me give up my desire. Let me give up my will. Let thy will be done. That's what Jesus did when he was going to bear his cross. He told him. He felt forsaken, but he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. If we would start giving up our will, amen, then the will of God could be done. And the only way the will of God can be done is on earth through us. He has to have somebody that is willing to give up, to deny themselves and humble themselves under his head so he can be exalted in the earth. I hope you got something this morning, amen, from the word. We thank God for you listening. Remember Tuesday night Bible study, 7:15, 10 a.m. Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship. Amen. Also, every fourth Sunday, we have Family and Friends Day. Amen. We're going to have the third Sunday we will be having this month of November coming in. We will be having a Thanksgiving dinner. So bring someone out. Bring a family. Bring somebody that's homeless. Bring someone that you know is on the street. You don't have nobody. Don't have family. Don't have nowhere to go. Don't have nowhere to eat. That'll be the third Sunday. And we thanking you for that. Amen. Also, we want you to know, amen, and the bishop will be speaking on Apostle Young's anniversary, November the 30th, amen. And tomorrow, we will be having, amen, service tomorrow at 3 o'clock at World of Faith. Amen. Apostle T. Ross Young will be the speaker tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and it will be at World of Faith Outreach Ministry. Amen. We want you to come, amen. Come and magnify the Lord, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. And don't forget, the bishop is out there at Livingstone College with that finger-licking chicken, amen, and he got hot dogs, and he's got fish, so, and you know, and drinks. So go out there, amen, glory be to God, and fellowship, amen, and let's help be a blessing to God's kingdom, amen. And we're going to go out with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father, amen, glory be to God. We also want to pray for Sister Vanessa's mother. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to put her in prayer. Amen. She has cancer. Amen. On her brain. Amen. So we want to especially put a prayer in for her. And we ask God just to touch her and her family right now. Father, we ask you to console them. Father, give them strength, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, God, let them commit their spirit into you, Father, into your hands, Father. And Father, let them know, God, that all things will work together for the good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. And God, let them know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you, Father, can do anything but fail, Father. And God, we thank you right now, Father, for strengthening that family, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, all those that's listening, Father, we ask that you touch them this morning, touch their families, supply all their needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to strengthen them where they're weak, Father, build them up where they're torn down, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're going to take them through these times, these troubled times, God. Lord Jesus, let them know, God, they just got to hold on just a little while longer, that we have the victory. For greater he that is in us than he that is in the world, we're more than conquerors. We're victorious people. And God, we thank you for touching these people this morning, God. Oh, God, supply their needs, God. Touch their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. And Father, we thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.